Psalm 106, Part 1, Preface. As thankfulness is one of the most lovely virtues and the best service of God, so unthankfulness is one of the most hateful vices by which God is provoked to anger. Yet the world is full of, yea, overflooded with ingratitude towards God. Men daily walk among the creatures of God, and they praise not their Creator. Men, day by day, enjoy God's manifold gifts and return no thanks to the giver. Many, on whom God has bestowed many gifts, murmur against Him and blaspheme His holy name, and few there are whose soul walketh in praise. If God were not more long-suffering than man, He would long since have ceased to bestow one single gift on the children of Adam. But though God does visit His vengeance on the head of the ungrateful when their measure of wickedness is full, yet He has great forbearance with the vessels of wrath, and maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Over this surprising goodness of our God, we should rejoice and should exalt His praise daily, returning thanks to Him as the Father of light, from whom cometh every good and every perfect gift. Unto thankfulness we are exhorted in the 106th Psalm. Israel's unthankfulness for God's blessings and its punishment. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all His praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. Summary. Awakening his soul unto the praise of God because of his great goodness and enduring mercy, the psalmist remembered the favor which the Lord had shown the fathers, and he asked to be remembered with like favor. Now God heard the prayers of the fathers, and he visited them with his salvation. And though he punished them when they sinned against him, yet he did not utterly destroy them. Often have we heard how he saved his people of old when they turned from their evil ways and appealed to his mercy. In the day of trouble, we should confess our guilt and should cry unto God for help, not because of our worthiness, but because of his great mercy. As unworthy sinners, we must appeal for mercy, lest our prayer be evil like that of the Israelites when, with murmuring hearts, they demanded meat. God gave it, but sent leanness into their soul, that they had a bad conscience and loathed the meat. Prayer. Good, O Lord, have been thy thoughts, and great thy loving kindness towards us. Grant us thy Spirit to work in us such hearts which know and acknowledge thy mercies, and withdraw not thy hand from us. Remember not our ingratitude and unworthiness, but remember the grace which thou hast promised to sinners, in thy Son Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.